Take your Bibles and go to Philippians chapter 2 with me, if you would. You know, in spite of what we looked at earlier, in spite of who we are, because none of us is exactly what we ought to be, amen. In spite of all that, you know, God still created us for a purpose. And God won't be completely happy until He's able to fulfill that purpose. And so He's doing something while He's trying to fulfill that purpose. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Just cut one verse, keep this short. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I'm going to throw that next one in because the Holy Ghost said do it. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. How often do we complain about the lot we've been dealt, the hand we've been dealt, the things we got to do? Amen. And grumble and mumble and, you know. Oh, come on now. Somebody smile at me. This won't be as bad as you think it is. You know, I find myself grumbling sometimes. And it's like, every once in a while now, the Holy Ghost will, you know, kind of shake my collar a little bit and say, hey, dummy, you realize this might be from my hand. Oh, okay, sorry, Lord. You know, amen. But God is working in you. And God wants to work in you. And amen, He's trying, amen. Now, you mean, you know, God has something that He can only try and not accomplish? Yeah. A lot of people die and go to hell. That wasn't His will. Amen. That wasn't God's working. God didn't want that. But because they chose their own way, God said, I have to, amen. And, you know, look at us, man, we're all a work in progress, right? I mean, somewhere along the line, we've still got more progress to make, amen. If we ever quit making progress, we're dead, right? Might as well just, amen, go on home. But, you know, God's got a purpose for you. He's got a purpose for me. He's got a purpose for all of us in this room. If you're sitting here this morning or this afternoon and lost, God's got a purpose for you. Yeah, you weren't some accident. You weren't some oops. You weren't some, oh my, I didn't know this was coming to God. It might surprise your parents, but it didn't surprise God. Amen. And so God had a purpose. The moment, amen, that you were conceived, God began that purpose. He began to work. And I don't have time to go through all of the stuff from inside the womb, but God began to work. And He began to take care of you, began to look after you, began to do things, even then. And, you know, some, you read there, a couple of them were called from the womb to preach, amen. But Colossians 1, 28 and 29, Paul said, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. And there's something about this thing going on here. We'll get to in just a minute, but it can be mightily. And really, God likes to do mighty things. Sitting out in the back lot out here is a mighty thing. Amen? And if you give me about an hour, which we don't have this afternoon, I'll tell you the whole story, but it's amazing what God did. He worked mightily. I said, brethren, he said in verse 13, I count, 3:13, I'm sorry. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, right? So, we haven't yet attained, amen? We haven't got there yet. So, God's still going to be doing some work, amen? And if we admit it, amen, there's a lot of work to be done, amen? 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says this, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So there's something that holds this thing up. There's something that God works through. And it's right there. It's called faith. You believe God. I happen to believe God. I happen to believe that my King James Bible has every word in it that my Creator wanted me to have. I believe it has every comma, every period, every parenthesis, every italicized word, and everything else, brackets included. I believe it's all put there on purpose by my Creator. by my Savior for me, for my benefit. Now, I understand it's not all for my doctrine. I'm not building a boat. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you what, I can still learn something about boats. I can still learn something about life studying that boat. Amen? And studying what God did there. I get it. But here's the thing. You're not going to take my King James Bible from me.
Amen.
You're not going to take the Word of God from me. I'll die for that book. Amen. Why? Because that book has been with me for 41 years. It's guided my steps. It's guided my life. It's kept me and my wife going down the road together. Amen. It's got my children to where they're serving God. Amen. And that's a joy. Amen. I don't want anybody messing with it. I'm going to believe God. I'll just take God at His word for what He said. Amen. And let it work. He said it works effectually in them that believe. You know, in other words, there's some it ain't as effectual in. Them that don't believe. And that ain't just lost people. There's some folks who profess to be saved anyway that don't believe. They don't believe that book.
That's right.
They don't believe all of it. Amen. They, you know, they think some, you know, it came by the hand of man. And now you can be saved and believe that. But they do. That's what they say. You know? And this thing's got to be by faith or it's by nothing. Think about it.
Amen.
It's the only way it works. You can't put this thing together with a figuring machine if you stay up for a month. You can't do it. And the things that'll happen around here this week, you can't figure that thing out. You can't put it together. You can't work it out. You can't wrangle it out. You can't do anything to make it happen. Like it'll happen if we just believe God and let God do what He wants to do this week. Amen? Starts with faith. Romans 12:3 says this, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." And some of you girls sitting there thinking, I am a man. Yeah, you're part of that man. Amen. God's dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know what's going to happen? Folks are going to stand before God at the great white throne judgment. You never told me. You bank on it. And I'll tell you what will happen. They're going to be without excuse. If God gave them more opportunity than they knew, God was working even when they were lost.
Why?
Amen. I look back at my life. There was about three times that I should have died. And I didn't. I mean, I got whopped on the head real hard with 20 pounds of steel from about 12 feet above me. Hit me right there and slapped me right there. And they brought the ambulance, picked me up, took me to the hospital. And when I finally woke up 3 days later, there sat my wife. Amen. And I'm telling you, I had a weird happening. I mean, I'm in the emergency room. And it's like I'm up here looking down at what they're saying. And they're asking me questions. And I'm up here trying to tell them the answer, but my body ain't moving. I mean, I'm telling you something, should have died. But I didn't. Why? I was lost. I'd have went to hell. Oh, by the way, I had already prayed the prayer.
Uh-oh. Come on, bro. Come on.
I would have died and went straight to hell.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I was 24. That happened when I was just shy of 21. It didn't wasn't until I was 24 that I got saved. He starts with faith. He gives us faith. But for by grace he is saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? The faith.
Yes, sir.
God gave you faith. Amen. Somewhere along the line, God spoke to you. I run into atheists. He says, I'm atheist. I said, no, you're not. Oh, I know. You're going to call me a fool. I said, no. Why would I call you what God's already called you? I'm going to call you a liar. What? You're a liar. Somewhere along the line, God spoke to you and you said no. Why do you say that? Because God said in John, and I believe it's John 1:9, this is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You've had light and you've said no to God. Amen. This thing works on faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course, be glorified even as it is with you. and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Why don't they? Because they choose not to. Faith's a gift. Is salvation a gift? What do you got to do to get saved? If you don't take the gift, what good is it to you? God's put some faith out there for you. He's worked in your life, so the lights can start to pop if you'll just turn the light on. If you'll let him in, if you'll, amen, reach out to him and say, God, I want it. Hey, somewhere he's going to turn the lights on, and somewhere you're going to see the truth. All men have not faith. They don't have faith because they chose not to accept it. Amen. You can believe everything else. Why can't you believe God?
Exactly.
Amen. I mean, you know, all this crazy stuff going on about they went to the moon, they didn't go to the moon. Who cares? I'm going past the moon. Amen. And I ain't going to need an airplane to do it. Well, who gives a rip, man? But wait a minute. You believe other stuff. You went to school, right? Even if you went to homeschool, your mama taught you something you believe. I mean, you believe 1 + 1 = 2, don't you? It sure ain't 5. I don't care how much common core math you got. Amen. 1 + 1 = 2. Amen. So, and you believe that, don't you? Why do you believe it? Well, it's a fact. You know, it's a fact that Jesus Christ came to the earth. It's a historical fact that he came to the earth, that he lived a perfect life, amen, that he died in your place and my place on the cross. It's a fact. Why can't you believe that? Amen. And it's a fact that God wants to work in you. He said he does. I didn't say it. I didn't write that book. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. Would you do one thing if you do nothing else this week? Would you let him work? Would you let him work? Would you just say, God, here I am. Whatever you want to do with me, that's fine. I'll do it. I'll let you do the work you've been trying to accomplish in me for years, Lord, if you'll just show me how. Amen. I mean, that's what I said 41 years ago plus. And since that date, I've been around the world preaching the gospel. And most of the time, I'm nothing. I didn't pay the bill. God did. Amen. Just believe God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Well, you believe there's a God, don't you? Hey, listen, man, when the very first fellow that ever told me about Jesus, Kenny Bell, the very first fellow that ever told me about Jesus, said, you believe in God? I said, who don't? I believe in God. Hey, man, the devils believe in God. I mean, my mom taught me growing up there was a God. She didn't teach me nothing about getting saved because she didn't know how. But she taught me there was a God. She taught me I was going to be answerable to him one day. And man, when I found out I had to get that thing right, I finally got it right. It took me a while, but I got there. Amen. So how do you believe? He said, must believe that he is. How do you believe it? Well, I just believe it. Well, you believe that's a pew you're sitting in? How do you believe it? Well, I can see that. Yeah, good. I can see what he did for me all through the pages of this book.
Yes,
amen. Like I said, you can believe anything else, man. Why not believe God? Why can't you believe him? 1 Thessalonians 2:13, he said again, when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh in them that believe. Amen. You know, it's happening somewhere along the line. You're saying no. Somewhere along the line, God said, turn right. You said, I don't want to go that way. God said, go forward. You said, I ain't going. I'm going to stop right here. I'm happy here. Let me tell you this. You won't be happy there very long. Why? Because God's got a will for you that'll make you, I mean, you talk about being tickled pink. Man, I'm tickled pink to serve God. After 41 years, I've had so many times where he's taken me places and done things, and I just have to look back and go, wow! Man, would you look at that? It starts with faith. And it's a gift from God. Man, I can't get saved because I got this and I got that. Well, ask God for the faith, man. Ask God for by grace you're saved through faith. You got to go through faith or you don't get there. Ask God for the faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. I mean, you believe this thing didn't come from a bang, don't you? Hey, this building didn't come from a bang. I mean, you ever set dynamite off of Tim and watch a building come out of it? That's ludicrous, man. I had an atheist one time, and I was trying to deal with him, and my son-in-law's father said, hey, can you help me with this guy? I've just been showing some videos about evolution and creation and studying some. I said, sure, we go over there. He's an atheist. He comes out on the porch, and he starts talking, and it wasn't very long, and you know, my son-in-law's father got us into a conversation about it. So I took over there, and I said, okay. It's the time of the year when the maple trees drop the seeds. You all remember the little helicopters? You throw them up, boom, 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 you know. And there they were, it was in Michigan. They're laying there on the street, on the sidewalk there. And I bent down, picked one up while he was talking. I just acted, you know, like I was not paying attention, but I was. And I bent down and picked up one of the seeds. He got done talking, held it right up like this. I said, what is that? He said, well, that's a maple seed. I said, let me ask you a question. Sure. You ever see an oak tree come from one of them? Well, no, that's ludicrous. I said, exactly. Threw it out like that. And he knew what happened right there. He just got busted. You can believe something that's simple like that, but you can't believe God. That's even more simple. Amen? Through faith, we understand. I mean, you know why those scientists can't believe it? They've got no faith. Through faith, we understand. You want to understand more about God? It's going to take faith. After 41 years, you know, we need to keep praying, amen. Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord puts us out on the highway and the trailer breaks down and we got to have another trailer. I mean, it broke. I wrote in my prayer letter, I said, man, I got pictures. I already talked to a body guy. I got pictures of going down the road, dragging parts behind me that are falling off. So I got ready to trade the thing in. I pulled it into the lot where I was trading, where I was going to swap them out and clean them out and move out of this one into that one. And so we pulled out the slide and rolled the slide out. Pieces fell out on the back. I said, well, that one didn't get drugged very far, did it? Amen. Somewhere along the line, you need to increase your faith. Amen. Somewhere along the line, you got to get more so you can understand what God's trying to do in your life. You know, if you can get an idea of what God's doing, He's at work. Don't forget, that's the amen, the thought. God's at work in you. Wake up. Take a look at it. Somewhere along the line, amen, if you can get a look and get an idea of what God's doing, man, it's like, yeah, let's go, God. Lead on, O King Eternal. Man, I'm telling you, it's great when you know God's in the thing. Find out. You know, well, you don't know the trials I've been through. Nobody knows the troubles I see. Join the crowd. You want to talk about troubles? Could I give you some scars? No, I'm not going to take the time. But I tell it to you this way, I found out in every situation, God was there. And when I saw God, amen, I knew where God was, I could follow Him through. Take your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1, look at verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You know who He is? He's a God of all comfort. That preacher, you don't know what I've been through. I've met people that said, well, God let me down. I said, you're a liar. God ain't never letting nobody down. And I said, I don't care what you've been through. God was in that thing. And if you'll look for God right where you're standing right now, you'll see He sent me here. And God is in it. Man, I ran into a guy in a truck stop. Black fellow from South Carolina. I was listening to him talk a little bit. I finally got a truck stop that was full, so I had to wait. Most truck stops aren't full anymore. I stand there and I'm waiting in line. When I'm waiting in line, you know what I'm doing? I'm getting out of my truck and I'm walking around and somebody's sitting in the truck and I'm starting to give a track or witness to him or something. And I start witnessing this fella. And I said, "You from South Carolina?" He said, "How'd you know?" I said, "Your accent gave you away, man." Started talking to him. And after I talked to him just a little bit, he said, "You sound like my mama." I said, "Well, imagine that. Your mama must be a praying mama." He said, "She sure is, man. She's always praying for me." I said, "Well, if you got a praying mama, you probably got a praying granny. And she's praying for you." He said, "Man, you read it, preacher. You right. Amen." And the last thing I told him, I said, our little meeting here today wasn't just accident. God put us here in this truck stop for me to talk to you so you can know that mama and granny are praying the hounds of heaven down on you, buddy. Amen. And they're after you. I'm one of them. I said, "Buddy, you better listen. You better listen to mama. You better listen to that Bible she gave you. You better listen to all that stuff because that's the answer for your problems."
Right.
Man, he's just sitting there. "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You right. Yes, sir." What's he going to say, man?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you, man, God's at work. Guy's lost, man. And God puts him right smack in front of a witness. He says, boom. Why? Our trucks needed fuel at the same time, so we both chose the same truck stop. That's just, you know, that's just a happenstance. Yeah, it happened all right. And I was a stance. I was standing right there talking to him. Amen. Amen. You look around, you see what God's doing, man, all the time. So you look around, you see creation. Man, if you know there's a God, what's so hard about believing that he wants to work in you? Amen. I mean, the greatest thing you can ever do is let God work in you. I'm telling you, man, it won't hurt at all. And those trials that you worry about, you ain't got to worry about them so much. Amen. Why? Because he's in charge. You didn't realize nothing happened to you that God didn't know was going to happen to you? Amen. There's no accident in the thing, man. God put the thing together. God put Youth Week together this year the very way he's done it, and he'll still do it. Amen. Why? Because he wants to work in you. That's exactly what it's about. You know, I'll give you a couple of illustrations and I'll be through. I think. I first got saved. My pastor was, he kept mentioning tithes and offering. Every time I heard it, I didn't hear it right. I heard it tithes and offering. I said, "Okay, well," so I watched, right? I sat there in church and I watched that plate go by. I didn't see anybody putting their tithe in there. I can't figure this thing out, man. But I did see some put a dollar in there. So I figured if God would accept their dollar, he'd surely accept my dollar. So I put my dollar in there. Thought I was giving it, man, you know. One day, finally, I got a chance to talk to the preacher. And I said, "Preacher," I said, "I got to ask you a question. I hear you talk about these tithes and offerings." I said, "What is that?" He started chuckling. And when I told him, I said, "Preacher, I ain't never seen anybody put a tithe in there." He said, "No, bro, it's not tithes. It's tithes. T-I-T-H-E-S. Tithes." I said, "Oh, what's that?" So he explained it to me. And then he went on to teach me why it should be done, how it ought to be done. And went through that a little bit. And I said, "Oh." But I maybe like some of you, I said, "Preacher, I can't afford that. I don't know how I can afford that. I'm in hock." Back then I was in hock, brother, for a whole $1,000. That's a lot of money back then when you're a two-striper. And your paycheck ain't but about $385 a month. And you got a kid, you know, and a wife. I said, "Well, okay." He went all through it. I said, "Preacher, I'm sorry. But I ain't got the faith to do that. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do this month. I'm going to borrow some of yours. I'm going to borrow your faith." And I said, "I'm going to try it on your faith because it ain't my faith. I ain't got the faith for that." So I did. Brother, I got my check. Back then it was once a month. And I wrote out the tithe check to the penny. Amen. I mean, if it was 12 cents, I did 12 cents. Amen. After all the other dollars, whatever it was. And if it was came out to 12 and a half cents, I was generous. I rounded it up to the next penny. I'm telling you the truth. And I put it in. I did it. And now before I started tithing, I'd run out of gasoline. By the end of the month, I'd have to ride a bicycle to work. He said, I started tithing, and Brother John, I never had a month after that that I had to write an invoice. And I looked, and my bills were paid, went on for a couple, 3 months. And then what happened? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, we get a check. Nobody knew that we were in harm. Nobody. And we get a check. Anybody want to guess for how much it was?
Exactly.
$1,000. Amen. Well, then you got a tithe. So what'd you do? I prayed for the tithe. You ain't going to guess what happened, would you? I got that too. I tithed. I put in $1,000. Amen. Took $1,000, paid the bill. And I'm debt free. After about 3 months of just tithing. Amen. What was it? My faith wasn't there. But after that first month, when it came out, and I found myself not, I was driving to work all every day of the month, I went to the preacher. And I said, "Preacher, I don't need your faith anymore now. I got my own." Amen. When I saw God do it, I said, "I got my own. I get it now. I understand what you're trying to show me." What? Faith. Through faith we understand. Amen. So, you know, and a little while later, amen, some other things came on. But God began to deal with me, and I didn't know God was. God was working in me, and He was working in me for a full-time service, to be a preacher. And so I didn't know what was happening. So my preacher comes to me, and he grabs me by the elbow and says, "I think God's calling you to preach." I said, No, not me. And so that went on. About a month later, a couple weeks later, whatever it was, he comes up, grabs me by the same elbow and says, "I think God's calling you to preach." I said, No, you got it wrong, but you're not me. And I said, "Why are you saying that God's calling me to preach?" He said, "Well, look at you. Everywhere you go, God opens a door and you open your mouth." I said, "Well, ain't that what everybody's supposed to do? I just figured that's what Christians did. Such a good deal, you want to tell everybody about it, right? So you got an open door, you tell them." No, it's different with you. Well, it wasn't long after that, I got transferred to Las Vegas. Anything good come out of Las Vegas? My wife got saved there. That's where God called me to preach from, in the church I'm now teaching in an institute. But I get out there, and I remember, he'd been asking me for months, telling me God's called me to preach. I walk in the door, cold turkey, and the pastor comes up to me, sticks out his hand, and said, "Hello, are you a preacher? I'll let you preach right now." I said, "I'm not a preacher. I preach in nursing homes and jails. I mean, I just figured that's what folks did. I preach on street corners. You know, wherever God opens the door, that's where I preach." He said, "I'll let you preach right now." I said, No, I'm looking for a home church. I'm in the military. I came here to make sure my family could be in a good church, somewhere close to the base where they could have a place to go and be safe while I'm off, you know, serving the military." He said, "I'll let you preach right now." I said, "No, I'm not preaching right now. I'm looking to hear you preach. Come back tonight. I'll let you preach tonight." "Okay, I'll preach tonight." So I did. I got all ready. I come down the aisle, right down this side. I went around the pulpit like this right here. I made a turn. And as I got there, got to the pulpit, opened my Bible, the Lord said to me, "Look at you." And I mean, now I'm looking. I don't want these people to think I'm stupid or crazy or nuts or something. So, you know, I can't just go, "What, Lord?" You know? I'm standing there. I said, "Okay," now I'm talking to them a little bit, and the Lord says, so I said, "Yeah, look at what do you want me to look at?" I said, "What are you doing?" "I'm fixing to preach. If you'll help me and let me." He said, "You know any of these people?" I said, "Lord, I just came 2,500 miles. I don't know the first person in this place. I only met the pastor this morning." He said, "And you're doing what?" "I'm getting ready to preach." He said, "Did you get the message yet? You ain't figured out what I'm doing yet. You see, when God called Samuel, he had to do it 3 times.
Yeah.
I said, "Lord, I got it. I'll preach. Amen. I'll do it." And right there, man, everything, every aspiration I ever had for the military went boop. And God started bringing things up. And here I am 30-some-odd years later preaching. And what is it? You know what it took? it took me having the faith to believe God would use me. Because my preacher came to me and said, why do you say God's not dealing with you about being a preacher? I said, because I'm a hillbilly. He looked right at me. Brother Haynes said, what, God don't use hillbillies? I said, well, I guess he could if he wanted to. And then I got transferred. And God's been using hillbilly ever since. Amen. Listen, it ain't how great you are. God's looking for, I wouldn't have a chance. I'd be sitting back his backside somewhere in a ditch, man, to me. God's just looking for your ability, not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability. He wants you. He wants to work in you. God wants to take you and make you a trophy of His grace that'll just shine for all the ages, man, and tell everybody what God did. What you looking at is what God did. I can't lay no claim to it. But I sure am glad that I'm doing it. I've been having a time in my life, man, for 41 years. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing. This week, God's going to come walking. And He's going to walk up and down these aisles across them rows. And He's going to get to your pew. And then He's going to get to your seat. Amen. And He's going to start talking to you. He may even say, look at you. What are you doing here? You see, if you start out like the guy this morning and thinks he knows it all and he's got it all, you may not hear from him. Keep it humble. See yourself really like He sees you. Amen. And admit it to Him. God, I don't deserve a thing. I deserve hell, man. God, if You'll take me, here I am. I'll go Your way all the way home. You'd be amazed what God will do with you. That's all He's looking for this week. A willing vessel. You'll give Him that willing vessel, He'll take it.
Amen.
He'll break it. He'll mold it. He'll make it. He'll do everything that's needed in that vessel. He'll continue that work in you until you're done. Which, by the way, is not till you check out. Amen. Father, thank You for the opportunity, Lord. I pray it's been a blessing and help. I pray, God, You would move this week. Lord God, the best I know how, I'd give You this vessel. And Lord, I'd like to give You all the other vessels, but I can't. It's up to each one individually. Father, I trust everyone would. And God, come seeking You each time they walk through the door and look for what You'd have to say to them. And let You do what You want to do with them. Lord, it'll be wonderful. And I just thank You for it, Father. Please, work now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, folks, let me tell you something. I don't doubt that God knocked on somebody's door.